You'll have to deal with the official protocol here. I think you may have to sign something, unless it's yours.
It's mine.
Oh, if it's yours, then you don't have to sign anything. Then we trust you, Doc. Doc, are you around this Thursday, maybe for a little chumash?
How about I'll take you on Wednesday?
Okay.
Thank you.
I know you're taking on new obligations. So then I have to decide my... Okay. We're on Daf Kuf Ches, and we're talking about a principle called Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And this principle is formulated by Rav in the Mishnah, in the context of our Mishnah of Tipas Chol Shenofla Al Chatichas Bosor. And there's no shishim in the Chatichas Bosor against the Tipas Cholov, and therefore the Chaticha becomes Asura. Now let me present to you the Ran's understanding of this sugya. The Ran says the following: that if this chaticha receives the tam of cholov, because there's no shishim against the tipas cholov, then we have to ask the following question: how do we define that isur in that chatichas basar? Do we define it as basar b'cholov, or do we define it as basar that's holding on to or carrying within it cholov? Let me explain. One way of defining it is called an iser machmas atzmo. And again, it's fascinating to me that the Ran, almost 1,000 years ago, uses this terminology. Or do we define it as an iser machmas bilua? And the iser is focused, is inherent in the cholov habalua. And the nafkamina is going to be what we call chaticha nasis nevela, which means if that original chaticha that received the tam bos, the tam chola, and there was no shishim, now falls into a second taroves, and now we need shishim against the bosar because the bosar is asur. It all depends upon, in other words, the evaluation of shishim depends upon how you define the original piece of basar. Is it an iser machmas bilua or is it an iser machmas atzma? If it's an iser machmas bilua, then all I need is shishim against the bilua, against the blia, which is a cinch, because although that chaticha, the original chaticha, may have been relatively small and the amount of the volume of cholov was significant, but now in the second kedera, where we have all this meat and rotev and everything together in the kedera, we certainly have shishim against the tipas cholov, and now we could apply the principle of bittel. That's only if you assume that basar b'cholov is asur machmas balua. However, the Ran says that that's not the shita of Rav. He applies the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, which means we're going to need shishim against the entire piece of meat. And the reason for that is because basar b'cholov is not an iser machmas bilua, but rather it's an iser machmas atzmo, which means that the combination of cholov and basar, once the tam of cholov penetrates into the basar, creates an entity which is called basar b'cholov. That's exactly the entity that the Torah prohibited as a result of this bishul. And therefore, if I can say it in figurative material terms, every single fiber, every single piece and part of that basar is now a chefetz di sura. It's asur, it's like an avela, because it's basar b'cholov. And now when that chatichas basar gets mixed into the second tarovas, with the second bishul, we're going to need shishim against that chaticha. So what I presented to you is the shita of the Ran. Other Rishonim disagree with the Ran, primarily Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not here in our perek, it's in the previous perek on Daf Kuf. And Rabbeinu Tam understands Bas Mechol in a totally different way. He understands, and according to the Rabbeinu Tam, nobody questions this premise, Bas Mechol is an Iser Machmas Bolua. If I can get rid of that cholov that's in the basar, then everything is mutter. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no room for chaticha nasis nevela, which means that when this chatichas basa that has a belua and it falls into a second kedera, all we need is shishim against the belua. That's not chaticha nasis nevela. Good. Now there's a tremendous nafkamina between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, not only in this case where the chaticha fell into a second kedera, do I need shishim against the bilua or shishim against the entire piece of meat? Another nafkamina is going to be shar isurei Torah. So what happens if nevela falls into a kedera of basa shchuta? Now I can pick. Now let's say there's no shishim, and now I pick up one of the pieces of basa shchuta. What does it have inside of it? Tam of nevela. Now it falls into a second kedera. Do I need shishim against the entire chaticha or only against the amount of nevela? Let's say it was a kezayis nevela that fell into the first kedera, and it generated an iser in this chaticha. So means, do we apply the principle of chanan to shari surei Torah? Well, if you're going with Rabbeinu Tam, then the whole issue of... I'm sorry, let's start with the Ran. It's a lot easier. If you're going with the Ran, then the whole issue of chaticha nasis nevela is very unique to Bas Mechalav, because what happened, what triggered off this halacha of chaticha nasis nevela, of Iser Machmas Atzmo? It was the fact that the Torah prohibits taking the Tam of Cholav and cooking it with meat, and now you've created an entity which is called Bas Mechalav. That's called an Iser Machmas Atzmo. That has no implication, or no application, to Shari Suri Torah. There's no reason in Nevela where I would say that when you cook Nevela with Basa Shchuta, that the Basa Shchuta becomes a Chefta Disura. The problem with the Basa Shchuta is that it's a Tam of Nevela inside of it. If I can be Mavatal the Tam of Nevela, then that's sufficient. I don't have to go beyond that. There's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Meaning, the Ran's argument that Chaticha Nasis Nevela is based on Iser Machmas Atzmo, that definition, that has an application to Bas Bechol of Micha, but has no application to Shari Suri. Is that point crystal clear? Because I'm about to explain Rabbeinu Tam, but according to the Ran, there's no way that you can apply Hanan to Shari Suri Torah. Now, I have a sefer here called the Moreshes Moshe, and he has a long list of achronim, all of whom assume that Hanan, Chatich Nasveh, does not apply to Shari Surin. Or if it applies at all, it's some sort of rabbinic gzera. Why is that so? Why is it that so many Achronim maintain that there's no Chatich Nasveh Nevel, and that seems to be Ofka Paskin and Shulchan Aruch as well, not here in our Sima, but in Tzadi Beit. In Shari Surin, there's no Chatich Nasveh Nevel. The answer is because there's no reason in the world to say Chatichan Asnevel. Every Iser, when you mix it into a Taroves, generates a Tam that's Bolua in the Chatichas Heter. So the nature of the Iser after this Taroves, if there's no Bittel, is going to be Iser Machmas Bilua. The only exception to that rule is going to be what? Bas Mechalav, for a logical reason. Because in Bas Mechalav, the Torah says that this combination of Heter and Heter is explosive. You know, it's very dangerous. And it creates a new Iser, which is called Bas Mechalav. So that every part and parcel of that Basar is now Bas Mechalav. That's called an Iser Machmas Atzma. And that's what generates, according to the Ran, the din of chaticha nasis nevela. There's no rhyme or reason to extend that beyond basa b'chol. And if you find chanan in other isurim like nevela, it's only a drabbanon. The drabbanon are afraid that if you're going to suspend the principle of chanan in other isurim, which the Torah does, then you're going to come to suspend it even in the case of basa b'chol. That's a drabbanon. But on a deraisa level, there's no room for chanan. Then we get to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this connected to the fact that maybe this is the only tarovet that the Torah talks about?
Correct. The only tarovet which, by taking heter, and in this case it's heter and heter technically, and by combining those two tamim, you get this explosive iser, you know, this rabbit out of your hat that magically you, yesh me'ayin, you produce something that's awesome, is only in the case of Basa B'chol. And that's why it's also machmas atzma. So we're not going to look for the chalav, and we're going to isolate the chalav that's in the basar, and we're going to say, well, that's asur, you know, the bliya of chalav. Once there was a bliya, what emerges on this stage, entered front stage, is something called basar chalav, which is an isur unto itself. I don't have to isolate the bilua. That's the approach of the Ran. John, by any chance, do you have that photocopy of the Masifta?
That's a different
attaché case.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not going to take the time now. I'll just read the Ran to you very quickly. You know, again, it's not even necessary. He says the Ran holds the following. Just one second. Okay, this is... second. Let me just see if I can get the language in. Oh. He says, Bishari surim, ein omrim chaticha nasis nevela, lesar acherim, meaning if that chaticha falls into a tarovus of acherim, keneged kol achaticha, and you're going to require bittul against the entire chaticha, v'rak b'bosa b'cholav, b'yosam b'fnei atzmon heter, meaning each element here in the equation of bosa b'cholav is heter, u'b'bishulam yachtov, hu ha'osra, u'bishulam yachtov, hu ha'osram, Umechil aleim isur, but then emar din chaticha nas nevela. Kevin she heter hayu kodem lechem, ubehis bashlam yachtov chal aleim shem isur nefach lios dinam kinevela meikara. Therefore, lesser kineged kol chaticha. Fine. Then he talks about min b'mino.
So it's because they were both starting out as heter that you have this special din.
Correct. And that din, he says, is iser machmas atzmo v'nefach hakol lios iser kedin nevel. What do you say?
The Torah creates a special din.
Yeah, I meant to say the Torah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave out the Torah here. You know, sometimes when you get so involved in learning, you forget to mention the Torah.
That's what he's using as a logic to say that only in Basav Chalav is there Fanan and not in other Isurim.
Now, what is Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is a totally different approach. Rabbeinu Tam is going to wave the flag of Isur Machmas Bilua, even in the case of Basav Chalav. If that be the case, we're going to have to understand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean, chaticha nasis nevela? Why do I need shishim against the entire chaticha if what's asur here is only the bilua? Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I can get rid of the cholav that's in the basar...
And the basar that's in the cholav.
Or the other way around, whichever way it is. But once we separate the two, the basar and the cholav, then you're back to square one. You have heter v'heter.
You can't separate. So it's a
fail. Oh, okay, good. So that's what we're going to see here. I don't know if you want to look inside. That's up to you. I always offer...
It should be a conceptual separation, right?
So, midivrei atosis bechulin... Muchach, again, if we had a couple of months, we'd go through the Tosaf Chulin's, probably the longest Tosaf in Shas. He says, Muchach, the Svirle, the Tosaf holds, the Din Chaticha Nas Nevel B'Shari Yisur Maliva De Rabbeinu Tam, Toli B'machlokas Im Efshal Esochto, or I Efshal Esochto, meaning Efshal Esochto Asur, Efshal Esochto Mutter. Meaning, basically, we according to Rabbeinu Tam, the issues here really are less conceptual and more, in a sense, physical, mechanical. And the question is, can we successfully remove the tam that was saturated in this piece of basa that's called Efshel Soto? Can we not remove the tam? Hainu. Demashakosvu besof divrayim. Di ulai hahi de avodah zarah. All right, there's a sugi avodah zarah that sugi is talking about a mixture of yayin b'yayin. Demashma delo amrina chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim. Asya kemandi omar efshol esokto muta. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says that if in other Isurim, like for example Yayin Nesach, you suspend, you don't apply the principle of what? Of Chatir Nasas Nevel or Efshel Sokto Mutter. And the reason for that is because Klomar, the Dafka Lahachman, the Yomar Lo Amina Chatir Nasas Nevel, meaning that you can, in this mixture, you can get rid of the original Isur, that's Efshel Sokto. Now let's stop right here. Do we really understand this last sentence? I'm going to fight the devil's advocate here. What does he mean when he says here that if you hold Efshel Sokto Asur, then for sure you hold Chatir Nasas Nevela? I don't get it. Efshel Sokto Asur means that no matter how hard I try, try and try again, I will never succeed in removing that tam of Isur that was Bolua. For some reason, that tam has a life of its own. It's very obstinate, and it refuses to move. No exit. I'm here to stay. Ich bin du. And if that's what Efshel Sokto Asur means, that doesn't mean Chatir Nasas Nevela. Why? Because now when that Basar, which is admittedly Asur, and it's impossible to take out the Tom from that Basar, it falls into another Kedera. All I need to protect the Heter in the second Kedera is Shishim against the Chalava Balua, right? Again, the Chalava Balua might be trapped in a way that you can't remove it from the Basar, but I don't know if that works in my favor, because then I have all the more reason to assume that there's nothing to inhibit Bittel with regard to that Tam vis-a-vis the rest of the Kedera. So what does it mean that Bavadei Amrina Chatir Nasas Nevela? One thing you have to admit to me, that Chatir Nasas Nevela at the very minimum means that you're going to need Shishim against the entire Chaticha. Why do I need Shishim against the entire Chaticha if the whole issue revolves around Efshel Sokto or Efshel Sokto? Even if I hold the Efshel Sokto, that makes a lot of sense if your topic, if your discussion is the original Chaticha. And if I hold the Efshel Sokto, I could take that Chaticha and mix it into a million times its size, its volume, and it would never be mutter because you can't get that Tav out. But whatever Tav does go out in this second Kedera, it should be batel b'shishim. Why do you now introduce the entire Chaticha? Which, by the way, if once you introduce the entire Chaticha, you might not have bittel at all. Again, it depends on all the circumstances. And therefore, I think we need the next paragraph. In other words, between the first paragraph and the second paragraph, there's a footnote here. There's a little space between the two, and you have to fill in that space. Mm-hmm. He's got to justify this concept of Chatir Nasas Nevela by saying Efshel Sokto Asur. That doesn't tell me a thing. All it tells me is that the original piece of Basar, even despite the second Kedera, despite the second Bishul, remains a Chatir Asura. Okay, fine. Efshel Sokto, whatever the mechanics is, some at a time, remains within that Chatichas Basa. But what does that have to do with the other Chatichas in the second Bishul? They should certainly require nothing more than Shishim Keneged the Tama Balua. You're telling me that the Tama Balua of Cholav in Basar is what asses the Chaticha. Okay, now this Tam goes out into the rest of the Kedera in the second Bishul. Okay, so now I have Shishim against that Tama Balua. Why do I need Shishim against the whole Chaticha? How do you have the chutzpah, so to speak, of saying that if I hold Efshel Sokto Asur, therefore, ipso facto, I must be holding Chaticha Nasas Nevela? There's a jump here. There's a gap here. And in the next paragraph, he works very hard to solve this problem.
Why don't you explain that? The Tipas Cholov goes through the whole thing.
Okay, but we have Shishim against that Tipas Cholov. No, Chatir Nasas Nevela. It's not enough to have Shishim against that
Tipas Cholov. Because once the Tipas Cholov falls on that meat, right, and it goes throughout the entire meat, the whole meat becomes a Chesed Shalissim.
But again, why? Because the Efshel is Sokto?
Yeah.
No, but again, if you go with the Ran, you're 100% right, because the Ran is saying that the whole Hefta of Basar Cholov is an Issur Nevela, right? You were using the Vela as a paradigm of Hefta of Issur. But if you're going with Rabbeinu Tam, then really whether you hold Chatir Nasas Nevela or not depends upon Efshel Sokto or Efshel Sokto. The mechanics meaning that can we get that Tam and squeeze it out of the Basar or can we not? try as hard as we want, we'll never succeed in getting rid of that ta'am. What does that have to do with the other chatichos? The other chatichos are not impacted by the ta'am because that ta'am is bottle b'shishir. Where do you get chatichanas and the veiler from this? And Rabbo said, the reason why I'm dramatizing this, and trust me on this, I'm not fooling you, is because what the Rav is going to say in the next paragraph is just, I don't know. You know, you're going to be the jury, you'll decide whether you accept it or not, but I'm just telling you, he's going out on a limb here. I say once a week a shir in the kol. The kol, Baruch Hashem, is on Bein Hazmanim, so I'm not pressured because I need a lot more time here in this sugya to say a shir. So I got an extra week. Normally my chabur would be Monday afternoon, so I got a week's stay over here. I'm thinking if I don't get a clarification by next Monday, I'm going to have to come up with an excuse that I can't give the shir next Monday. But I'm telling you, if I'm going to try to sell this next paragraph to my guys in the kol, because I like to give them a taste of the Rav's Torah, that's my hana in life. This bunch of Israeli guys here who have never been exposed to the Torah of the Rav, and I, you know, that's my challenge. Whatever, either Hashem will reward me for that or not, I don't know. We'll find out when we get to the pearly gates, which hopefully will be later than sooner. But that's what I try to do. So I want you to, you know, sort of not only empathize with me on this next paragraph, but at the same time try to clarify it for me, because the Rav now, I think, is creating a whole new principle in Tarovis that has tremendous repercussions and has never been seen on the face of the earth. Now again, I don't rely on this transmission. The Baal Machaber is a wonderful Talmud Chacham, but he never learned by the Rav. He was too young to have learned by the Rav. So he's basing himself on all sorts of traditions and transmissions of the Rav's Torah. And you know, the Rav himself was very, very inhibited about the notes and publicizing notes. You know what I'm talking about. And I once made a major mistake in my life. I mean, the Rav doesn't know about this, Baruch Hashem, but somebody asked me for the Rav Shirim on Bates, on the set of Bates, and I gave him a set of notes. He gives it back to me 2 days. He's a big Talmud Chacham, this fellow. He wanted to get a taste of the Rav Shirim. He gives it back to me. He says, this is, you know, like, and the reason what happened was I gave him the wrong set of notes, so to speak. Meaning, they weren't my notes, because I never heard the Shirim in Beitza. And there were different, you know, note takers in the Shir. And I stepped into a, you know, to this day I feel guilty about this. I'm going to probably have to apologize to the Rav when I get there. But thank God this fellow realized that the note taker was not reliable, and although he never got a substitute set of notes on Beitza, but he did look at other shiurim. Anyway, leave that out. This just Vanira Loma Bibira Dover. So again, what we're trying to do is get from A to B. Where's the jump? From Osir Lesokhto. I'm sorry, not Osir Lesokhto. We'll call it Yefshel Lesokhto. Good. I was testing you to see if you're awake. Okay. From Yefshel Lesokhto, we jump to Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And the whole piece of basar, you need shishim against the whole piece of basar. Just because you cannot successfully, mechanically remove that ta'am from that piece of basar. How do we make that jump? So he says the following. Desfirlei, again here it says letosis, he means Rabbeinu Tam in tosis. Dibibasa becholov, havi iser bolua. Again, this is not the Ran. And I'm a little bit less comfortable with Rabbeinu Tam than I am with the Ran, because you know the way I was always trained to learn Chatik and Aslevela, it was that Bas B'chol is not an Iser Bolua, but the entire piece of meat is through and through Duch and Duch. It's a Cheftzid Isura. Rabbeinu Tam learns no. What is Bas B'chol of? Again, Sam, you can say it in both directions. I'm just going to say it in one direction. It's the Basa that's carrying the Chol. So the cholov is enemy number one. We got to get rid of that cholov. If we can only get rid of that cholov, that's called an isur machmas palua, then the whole ganze business would be, the whole deal is off and everything is mutter. Ubimela, im yispardu abosar acholov, zem yizeh legamre, if we only get to that point of legamre, is yiakol mutter. Why? Because basar b'chol, in Rabbeinu Tam's frame of reference, is an isur machmas palua. This is not the Ran, this is not the Rashba. You know, it's I would almost call it, I'm tempted to think it's a machlok between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad. The Iker HaMachlokas, now we have to get down to brass tacks. So what is it, Efshel Sokto or Efshel Sokto? And that's supposed to give me, produce for me, the principle called Chaticha Nasis Nevela. He, Im Yesh Bito B'chatzi L'chatzi Chaticha. Now, Mosai, I'm going to submit to you, again, you're the jury, that those five, how many words is it, five words? It's pure gibberish. Pure gibberish. I have no clue what that means. Yesh Bito L'chatzi Chaticha. Well, you took a chaticha, you split it in half with a knife, and now you took half of it and you threw it into a tarobus and it's not bottle? I mean, what kind of business is that?
The part where it's balua.
Oh, so it could be that what he's saying is that maybe when the tipas challah falls on the top part of the chaticha, it gets so stuck in that part of the chaticha that you can't that you can't get rid of it from that top part of the chaticha. So new pshat in the Efshel Sokto. Efshel Sokto means what? Efshel Sokto means that you can't separate the top, you know, the blia of challah from the top part of the chaticha.
Well, that wouldn't make sense. What that would mean is you could cut off the top and the rest would be completely
right, but maybe we don't know where it is, where it fell. I don't know. You could come up with all sorts of theories, but as you accompany me through this little journey of reading this paragraph, you'll see, I think, if I can convince you, that the Rav doesn't mean that the Eif Shel Sokto means that somewhere within this chaticha there's a concentration of tam cholof, and we can't get rid of that tam cholof. I don't think that's what he means. And I think what we have to do here, Yosef, is we have to underline the word beetle here. That's the word that I want you to underline. See, he bolds the whole phrase over here. But I think we should emphasize the word beetle, because what the Rav is going to try to do is he's going to try to redefine beetle. I mean, again, when I say those words, I shudder in my. Beetle is a pretty old kind of concept, you know what I mean? And we're talking in the 20th century, so we're now coming back to the concept of beetle, and we're redefining beetle. And that's what I call a chutzpah neira, if you know what I mean to say. You know, you have to have brighter places to redefine beetle. He's creating a new principle in beetle that we've never seen before. Ayin lo rasa. Pirish Adovar. Now, he says Kuli Alma. Now, let's emphasize what Kuli Alma means. Meaning, whether you hold Efshel Sokto Asur, or I'm sorry, but whether you hold Efshel Sokto Mutter, right? So there's Efshel Sokto and there's Efshel Sokto. Kuli Alma Modu, the Chayshinon Shema Ha'Iser Lo Yehe Niflat Legamre Minachaticha. I don't think he means, you know, the top half of the chaticha or something. It means the chaticha. The chaticha has within it the tam of, in this case, cholov, correct? El rak yismait. Okay, now let's try to figure out what he means by yismait. I think what he's saying is that when you take this chaticha, right, the original chaticha, and you cook it in the second tavshil, what you can accomplish here, and again, this is according to everyone, is you can, in a sense, be memayit the tam of cholov. I think what he means by memayit means, to some extent, I think it's a qualitative term. He's not talking about the quantity of cholov. He's not talking about the location of the cholov within the chatichas basar. He's talking about some sort of mute, some sort of process by which we, in a sense, reduce the quality of that tam of chol.
The potency
of that tam of
chol. You dilute the tam.
Yeah, oh, excellent. I like that word. It's to some extent the dilution of the tam. The tam is not as profound as it was before. That's the mitzius, and everybody agrees to that. This was never a question. So let's say you can call tam 100% after this cooking in the second tavshil, it goes down to achveis 50%, whatever the number might be. So what is the machlokas now about efshel sokto? Everybody agrees to the mitzvahs. Everybody agrees to the mechanics. What you've done is through the second bishul, you've somehow diluted the tam, reduced the tam, but it still exists. Nobody questions that. The tam is still there in the original chatichas basar, even after you cook it in the second tavshil. Ella, the chagman diomar. Again, if you want to add anything to the text, if you don't mind, this is not a holy text, so I would add to it leman diomar efshel soto osur. Okay, just for clarification, svirale. Now let me just read this through once, just for the sake of getting used to the language, because I don't have any access to a tape or any other transmission of the Rav's Torah. So all I have right in front of me is this. So I'm going to just read it through, try to listen to every word, and then we'll take it from the top again. He's explaining the Mandiyomer who holds Efshel Soto Os. The Sphirale. The Hoil Vahablia Eina Ela Chelek Echad Me Osa Chaticha. Sharei chaticha sheyesh ba blias isu merkevesi mishnei chalokim hachaticha vablia b'efshel levatel chelek ha'acher shel chaticha dahainu etzem hachaticha hoel v'udover b'en is memela gam hablia eino mispatelis.
The integrity of the meat stays the same.
He's saying the following. Again, now I'm just translating the words. He's saying that the key word here is murkevis, meaning saharkava. Harkava means you're talking about like an integration of two different dimensions or two different elements. That chatichas basar has two elements to it. It's on the one in be'en, right? It's the fibers of the meat, so to speak, on the physical be'en, and it's tangible.
In contrast to a soup.
In contrast to b'liya. The other part of the chaticha is called b'liya. B'liya is like something more subtle, so more
if
abstract.
If it was a soup, this argument would fall apart. If it was a soup that contains like meat extract and milk extract.
I'm not ready for this. Sam, you're a few light minutes ahead of me. You'll ask me about soup in a minute. Let me just try to understand what the words are saying here. He's saying the following. That when you have a chaticha, that chaticha, once it falls into some sort of tarovis, or once the case of tipaschot falls on it, now that chaticha represents two elements. You know, you can look at it and see only one element, but it hides another element. There's the chaticha itself, which he identifies as be'en, and there's also the ta'am. Now the Rav formulates this new principle, which he calls ein, according to the Mandiyomer, who says Yevshel Soto, ein bitul lechatzi chaticha. What does that mean? Now that we've defined the chaticha as including A plus B, can you apply bitul to B without applying bitul to A? What does that mean? You want to say that in Hilchas bitul, all we have to do is be mevatel the ta'am, but you have a problem. Why? Because you cannot apply bittul to the be'en of the chaticha. The be'en of the chaticha defies bittul. Right? Let's say, for example, you have a tarovis in the second bishul, which would have shishim against the tipa, against the bliya, but it doesn't have shishim against the chaticha itself.
Even if it has shishim against it.
Okay, we'll get to that too, Sam. But let me just for pedagogical purposes, I want to go through, okay, you know, the logical step-by-step procedure. So you'll have to admit to me that there's no bittul in this case on the chaticha itself. Now, turn around and say to me, well, okay, I don't care about being mevatel the chaticha. I want to know what the status is of the other chatichos, the remainder of the balance of the kedera. The answer is, that's an issue of b'liya, meaning that this chaticha is nothing more than a conduit that's bringing the b'liya of Isur to the rest of the kedera. Well, let's be mevatel the b'liya. Nay, you can't be mevatel the b'liya. Why? Because the chaticha itself as a be'en remains asur. And it is not subject to bittul. Let's go on. V'idach man diomar. What do we want to add now? Efshel soto mutar. Svirale the afal pishi efshel levatel etzem achaticha, meaning the be'en of the chaticha. Mikol makom shapir efshel levatel b'lias ha'isur. Now that we've defined the chaticha as including A plus B, okay, with regard to A, we'll call that the chaticha or the be'en. There is no mechanics from bittul, because you can't be mevatel the etzem ha-chaticha, the be'en of the chaticha. But let me be mevatel the ta'am of the chaticha. Well, if I hold Efshel Soto Mutter, that's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when the Tam Bolua penetrates into the second Kedera and spreads throughout all those Chatichos, I can apply Bittul to that Tam. The Madiyam who says the Efshel Soto, right, also Efshel Soto also, he holds that even though you're correct, and I agree with you in the mechanics of it, in the physicality of it, what's happening is that this chaticha is now, you know, shooting its arrows of tam bolu of isur into the rest of the kedera, and there should be bittul, but I have a ma'akev, I have a barrier. I have a law in Hilchus Bittul that prevents bittul from working. You know, follow what I'm saying? The laws of bittul are regulated, and there are certain limitations to bittul. Bittul is an all or nothing enterprise, according to the Man Yom, who says Efshel Soto also. Whole new definition here. Again, you and I think that Efshel Soto means either the whole Chaticha is a Chefzid Isur and it's not Bliya, that's the Ran. Or Efshel Soto also means that I can never get rid of that Bliya at all. No, now we're saying something totally different. Efshel Soto also is Halach and Hilchus Bittul that prevents Bittul from operating. Why? Because since I can't be mevatel the chaticha, and that's the reason which everybody would agree with, that you can never get rid of the tam cholov in that piece of bosa. Nobody questioned that premise. Therefore, now you want to apply bittul to what? To the tam of this chaticha as it exits, so to speak, in the second kedera and impacts upon the balance of the kedera. Well, I got news for you, buddy. That would be bittul lechatzi chaticha, because the chaticha is made up of two elements, of two variables. And now you want to apply bittul to one of those two variables, where you cannot apply bittul to the other variable. The other mandiyam who says efshel soto mutter, he doesn't have this limitation in Hilchus bittul. He thinks that bittul works on tam, even if the be'en remains asur. Now here's my question to you, before we go on. Would this machlokas apply to Shari Surim? What I mean to say is, what would you say about the following question? Efshel Soto Asur, does that apply to Nevela? Let's say, for example, you had a piece of Basa Shkuta that was cooked together with Nevela. Now you take that piece of Basa Shkuta and you mix it in a second Taroves. Am I going to say that Chaticha cannot be subject to Bittul because of the principle of Efshel Soto? Is it a bezunder halacha? Is it a separate halacha in Hilchas Basa B'cholov and has no application to Shari Surim? What's going to be the answer to that question according to the Rav? Nobody's following. Again, the Rav is changing the whole nature of this issue of Efshel Soto, and he's telling me it's halacha in Hilchas Bittul. If it's halacha in Hilchas Bittul, is that halacha in Basa B'cholov or it's halacha in Isa V'Heter? It's halacha in Isa V'Heter. So now I'm going to hold Efshel Soto Asur even in Shari Surim, which means that even if the Nevela through the first Bishul, now the tam and the nevela is being carried by the basar heter into the second kedera, I'm going to again apply the principle that ain bittul lechatzi chaticha. Why? Because that halach of ain bittul lechatzi chaticha is halach in Hilchas bittul. It's not halach in basar b'cholav. You begin to see the radical difference between the Ran and the way the Rav understands Tosfos. The Ran is holding that this whole issue about Efshel Soto is all based on Chaticha Nasas Nevela, meaning that the Isur Bas Mechov is an Isur Machmas Atzmo. Once it's an Isur Machmas Atzmo, you can stand on your head from height until Bias Goyal, and you can tell me, well, I'm gonna separate the Cholav from the Bas. So it's not going to help you anymore, because the Isur is no longer in the Cholav, according to the Ran. The Ran understands that Chaticha Nasas Nevela means that the Ganzer Basar is also B'Torah's Nevela. It's a Cheftu Disura. So hence I derive the conclusion that Efshel Soto Asur. That has no application to Shari Surim. The Ran is not going to tolerate that we should extend Chanan to Shari Surim as we saw before the Lashon of the Ran, because Chaticha Nasas Nevela is a unique halacha in Basa B'cholov. But now according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Rav is saying that it's halacha in Hilchus Bittul, that you cannot apply Bittul in Chatzi Chatich, which I think means according to the Rav, that the Bliya now is one element, but there's another element in this chaticha, and that's called the be'en, the chaticha atzma, as he calls it. And if you cannot apply bitul to the chaticha atzma, you cannot apply bitul to the bli as well. Well, that's not a halach in basa b'chol. That's nothing to do with basa b'chol. That's halach in all isur. Because again, the premise of Tosfos is that basa b'chol is an isur machmas balua. It's because we have to get rid of that chalav. The question is, can we get rid of the chalav? Everybody agrees we can't get rid of the chalav. There's always going to be chalav left in this basar. And hence, the basar is asur. And you can't be mevatel that situation. It's irreversible. But let me apply bitul at least to the tam basar as it enters into the kedera and impacts on the other thing. That he calls the machlokas between Efshel Soto asur or Efshel Soto muta, meaning, can I apply bitul to the tam bolua as it enters and penetrates into the rest of the kedera? That logic should apply to shari surim in the same identical way as it applies to basa b'chalav. But also, this completely revolutionizes our understanding of the machlokas as to whether Hanan applies to shari surim. In other words, we thought that Hanan should not apply to shari surim because this is a unique basa b'chalav halacha. If now we're operating with Hanan because the basa itself as a be'en is never batel because the tam basa is still there, you know, as a vestige of the tam basa even after you cook it in the second chaticha, and now we're saying that vibald, since the basa itself remains also as a result of this situation, that it's irreversible, and therefore you can't apply bitul, not even to the bilua, according to the Madiyama who says emphasis also, the same exact mechanics should apply in Kol HaTorah Kula, so to speak, in Shari Surim as well. Whereas the Ran would argue that there's no logic whatsoever that would compel me or allow me to expand and extend the principle of Hanan to Shari Surim.
The way I understand the Rabbeinu Tam, this, once you have the balua there, it becomes a chetzah shalissa by itself, which is be'en, and once you have be'en, it's not mevata b'chalav, it's not mevata b'chalav at all.
So since you can never get rid of the balua in this chefta disura, it becomes like a chefta disura because of the principle of ein bitul chatzi lechatzi lechatzi chaticha. Again, we have every reason in the world, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to apply bitul over here because what we have is a massive amount of basar shchuta, basar heter against this piece of balua, right? Against this piece of cholav, you know, this piece of cheese that fell into the basar. But we can't do that with regard to the basa because the cheese always remains in the basa. You can't get rid of it. That's okay, right?
Even though it's a chef, you can still be mavatal.
Correct. You certainly can be mavatal.
But
the answer is, I can't be mavatal. Why not? Because of this principle called ein bitul lechatzi chaticha. Well, if I'm going to formulate that principle ein bitul lechatzi chaticha basa b'cholav, which is also machmas bolua, there's no reason I should be inhibited from extending that principle and applying it in Shari Surei Torah. If you take a look at the next page, he says, wait, maybe we should just open the door because I don't want to miss Mincha. They probably may rely on us for Mincha because it's Beit HaZmanim. I don't know if they have a Mincha. And he says the following, Lefi Pirush Zeh, you have it? On the left column, he says, Lefi Pirush Zeh Mistaber, the afal gav de machlokes hatanoim v'amoroim be'inyan efshel sochto nemra be'ikar bilgabe basa b'cholav. That's our sugiyah daf kufches. We don't find this machlokes regard to other isurim. That's why most rishonim hold doesn't apply to other isurim. Mikol makom nafkamina he gam legabe shar isurim. It should logically apply in other isurim. And why? Because we're formulating a principle in Hilchos Bittul. So Blin Eder will try to expand on this tomorrow and see if we can embellish it further. Okay, man?